This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
Back in on the drive, it is a Ticket Tuesday. Coming up during the commercial break, we will give you a chance to win a pair of Royals tickets. All you got to do is keep it locked in right here. Coming up in a little bit, keeping the alliteration going, we will have a Tinder Tuesday coming up in 15 minutes. But right now, we are honored to be joined by Kansas City mayoral candidate Jolie Justice. If you're voting today in the Missouri area, well, make it a point to go vote. Jolie Justice joins us on the drive today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Take us inside your day today. I've never talked to someone on the day they are going to find out if they're going to be the mayor of Kansas City or not. What has your schedule been like today?
Well, as you might suspect, it started really early because the polls opened at 6, and we wanted to meet all of our volunteers and our staff. And we're also going out and hustling to make sure that we get everyone to the polls today. And then, of course, it's going from poll to poll. It's taking time to check in with folks and make sure that they've got all their questions answered, and then do a few of these media check-ins as well. And so really excited to have the opportunity to talk to you guys today.
No, we're excited to have you, too. For people who are still undecided who haven't voted yet, why should they vote for you to be the next mayor of Kansas City?
You know, that's a great question, and of course, one of the most common questions that we get. And, you know, for those folks who don't know me, I've actually been in office for 13 years now. I was a state senator down in Jefferson City for 8 years representing Kansas City, and now been on the council for the last 4. And I just have a track exercise of getting things done. People bring me problems. I bring everybody to the table and try to come up with solutions, and then I follow through and make sure they get done. And because of that, we've accomplished a lot of good things. And Kansas City is really on a roll right now. I want to make sure we've got someone with those strong leadership skills to keep it moving forward.
What do you think is the biggest change needed to our city right now?
You know, the thing that I see the most, and many people have heard me say this, I've actually taken the time over the course of this campaign to walk the entire city. So I don't know if you know where Kansas City starts in the south portion, but it's 163rd and Prospect. And we took every weekend over the months of January, February, March, and we took walking every weekend until we hit 144th and Inner Urban Road, which is north of the airport. And that was probably about 66 miles total. And what I will tell you is this. What everybody every step of the way said is we got to focus on crime, we got to focus on streets, sidewalks, and trash, and we have to focus on education and jobs. Those are the things that everybody's talking about.
Obviously, our listeners care a lot about sports. How important is it to you to keep bringing these big sporting events to Kansas City, like the NFL draft and potentially the World Cup going forward?
It's huge, and that's why I am, in addition to talking about all of those things that we're just you know, mentioned, I'm also a big idea person, and I want to make sure we keep going after those prizes because, you know, we saw, for instance, that when we buckled down and got the airport right, that we were rewarded with the 2023 NFL draft. That's a big deal. It brings more people into Kansas City. It brings more dollars into Kansas City. And then also, I mean, for the first time ever, we're no longer a flyover city. I mean, we're a destination, and that's one of the things that we continue to be able to do when we think big that way.
Right now, we are talking to Kansas City mayoral candidate Jolie Justice. You bring up the airport. Can you let us know the status of it? Because just as someone who's lived in Kansas City, these things typically take longer than you guys say they are going to take. What is the current status on our airport?
Well, the good news is that we are under construction, and they have torn down all of Terminal A's parking garage, and they are moving their way around Terminal A right now. And so we are on schedule. The other thing that I really encourage folks to do is look at the Build KCI website, because they have all of the things there that show where we are in progress, how we are moving towards all of our dates. And let me tell you this, the mayor, the city manager, all of us on the council, we have made it very clear that that thing's going to be open for the NFL draft in 2020. So we're keeping on them.
All right, keeping it with sports, downtown stadium is something that comes up a whole lot. What is your stance on maybe moving the Royals or Chiefs downtown?
You know, it's an interesting question, and I remember the last time we had this debate as a city, I was firmly in the camp of baseball should be played downtown. I am a big fan of downtown baseball and would love nothing more than for that to happen. But I'll have to tell you that this is not the same Kansas City as the last time we were having that conversation. And there's a whole lot of things we would have to do to make it happen. We would have to obviously work on the issue of who's going to pay for it, where it's going to go. And I'm willing to have the conversation. I mean, there is no reason why we shouldn't be talking about it. But, it's one of those things where politics is the art of the possible. And I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get it done, but why not talk about it?
I'm actually kind of interested you say that when it comes to the stadium of who's going to pay for it. So, in your guess, who would pay for it?
You know, one of the things that we have to always be mindful of is that this can't be on the back of the taxpayers. I mean, one of the things that we know is that we have taxpayers who want to focus on streets and sidewalks. They want to focus on fighting crime and picking up trash. And so this would obviously have to be from the private sector. We'd have to be talking about how we could partner with them, but it would need to be something that would be palatable for all taxpayers and then really would have to be in the hands of the voters ultimately.
How long have you wanted to be mayor? Just out of curiosity, how long has this type of thing been on your radar screen?
You know, it's a great question. I think that probably the first time that popped into my head was about, five or 6 years ago when I was thinking about running for council and then kind of wanting to get more involved on the local scene. I had finished up my time in Jefferson City, and I was just so excited about the momentum we'd seen in Kansas City, and I also had seen all of the intractable problems that we really need to be focusing on. And so at that point, I said, you know what, that's where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be at home working on the issues that are important to all the neighborhoods, and that's really the first time it popped into my head.
You sound so cool right now. What are your nerves like? I imagine you got to be nervous finding out if you're going to be the mayor of Kansas City later on today.
So that's a constant thing. And I actually had lunch with Mayor Shanna James today. We sat down and had lunch together. And I asked him, I said, what was your election day like that first time you ran? Because I'm going through this whole kind of collective thing. And then this wave of nerves come over me. And I think, what the heck am I doing? Because, you know, all those things we just talked about, other things in the fringe talk, like, NFL draft and the World Cup and all of that sort of thing, to the really, really tough stuff, like crime and infrastructure. I mean, that's a big deal. And so, the nerves are pretty strong at this point, for sure.
And that is Kansas City mayoral candidate Jolie Justice. You still have time to go to the polls to vote. Jolie, thanks a lot for coming on today. Really appreciate it on a, I would imagine, an incredibly busy day for you.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope you guys have a great day. And no matter how people vote, I just encourage them to go out there.
Thank you. That is Jolie Justice joining us on the show today. BK helped set that up today, so salute to my guy, BK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.